Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear a teacher telling his class about a science day at school. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone. Before our class starts, I want to tell you about Thursday's Science Day. Does anyone remember our Science Day last year when we learned all about water? Well, this year we're going to be looking at electricity. It's going to be great fun. Now, at the beginning of Science Day, everyone will go to the hall, where we'll meet the group of scientists who are coming to school to help us. Then, everyone will go back to their classroom, where one of the scientists will join them. The scientist for our class, Class 6, is Dr. Willoughby. I'll spell that for you. It's WILLOUGHBY. He'll be with us for the rest of the day. Of course, the best part of Science Day is the experiments. The one we're going to do involves lemons, which may not be what you expected for this topic, but we're going to make batteries with them. We'll also need coins, and I'm sure you've got some at home, so you can bring those in. But you don't need to worry about the lemons. The school will provide those. For Friday, to show what we learned on Science Day, I'd like each of you to prepare a presentation. Some of the other classes will make a poster, as you did last year, while others will write a report on their experiment. Now, we have to pay for the scientists to come to the school, so we're asking your parents for £5 to help pay for the day. It actually costs £8 per child, but the school will contribute £3 for each pupil. OK, I think that's everything. At the end of today, I'll give you all a letter to take home to your parents, giving them all the information they need for Science Day.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone. Before our class starts, I want to tell you about Thursday's Science Day. Does anyone remember our Science Day last year when we learned all about water? Well, this year we're going to be looking at electricity. It's going to be great fun. Now, at the beginning of Science Day, everyone will go to the hall, where we'll meet the group of scientists who are coming to school to help us. Then, everyone will go back to their classroom, where one of the scientists will join them. The scientist for our class, Class 6, is Dr. Willoughby. I'll spell that for you. It's WILLOUGHBY. He'll be with us for the rest of the day. Of course, the best part of Science Day is the experiments. The one we're going to do involves lemons, which may not be what you expected for this topic, but we're going to make batteries with them. We'll also need coins, and I'm sure you've got some at home, so you can bring those in. But you don't need to worry about the lemons. The school will provide those. For Friday, to show what we learned on Science Day, I'd like each of you to prepare a presentation. Some of the other classes will make a poster, as you did last year, while others will write a report on their experiment. Now, we have to pay for the scientists to come to the school, so we're asking your parents for £5 to help pay for the day. It actually costs £8 per child, but the school will contribute £3 for each pupil. OK, I think that's everything. At the end of today, I'll give you all a letter to take home to your parents, giving them all the information they need for Science Day.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.